Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds establishment of National Turmeric Board, says it will ensure innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric product. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, says Pakistan must dismantle terrorist infrastructure from POK. New Delhi strongly takes up matter of death of an Indian national in Russia with Russian authorities, reiterates demand for early discharge of remaining Indian nationals serving in Russian army. Festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan celebrated with traditional fervour. Over 3 crore 50 lakh people take holy dip during Amrit Snan at Mahakumbh. And in India Open Badminton, Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy enter men's doubles quarterfinals in New Delhi. PV Sindhu also advances to women's singles pre-quarterfinals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Earlier in the day, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. In the inaugural session, he said the board will focus on the welfare of turmeric farmers, developing superior turmeric varieties and boosting exports.
बहुत वर्षों से ये डिमांड थी कि टर्मरिक के ऊपर विशेष ध्यान देना चाहिए, अलग बोर्ड बनाना चाहिए. 40 वर्षों के परिश्रम के बाद ये सपना साकार हुआ है. मैं सभी हल्दी किसानों को, हल्दी को प्रोसेस करने वाले कर्मचारियों को, उद्योगों को और हमारे निर्यातकों को शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ कि ये जो नया टर्मरिक बोर्ड बना है ये आगे चल के आपके काम में बढ़त करने का एक काम करेगा.
Prime Minister Modi launched Mission Mausam today to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में आईएमडी के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और टेक्नोलॉजी का अभूतपूर्व विस्तार हुआ है. इससे मौसम विभाग की विश्वसनीयता भी पहले से कहीं ज्यादा बढ़ी है. भविष्य में भारत मौसम की हर परिस्थिति के लिए तैयार रहे, भारत एक क्लाइमेट स्मार्ट राष्ट्र बने, इसके लिए हमने मिशन मौसम भी लॉन्च किया है. मिशन मौसम सस्टेनेबल फ्यूचर और फ्यूचर रेडीनेस को लेकर भारत की प्रतिबद्धता का भी प्रतीक है.
Mr. Modi praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. The Prime Minister said IMD has not only served millions of Indians but has also become a symbol of India's scientific progress. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and people in POK are facing discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organised by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu today, Mr. Singh said POK's land is being used for terrorism as training camps for terrorists are being run from there and launch pads have been built in the areas adjacent to the border.
सीमा से सटे हुए इलाकों में लॉन्च पैड बने हुए हैं, इसकी पक्की जानकारी है. भारत सरकार को सब पता चल रहा है. आज यहाँ हालात काफी हद तक बदले हैं, इस सच्चाई को सभी को स्वीकार करना पड़ेगा. जम्मू कश्मीर बिना पीओके के अधूरा है, भारत के माथे का मुकुट मणि है. वैसे भी पीओके पाकिस्तान के लिए एक फॉरेन टेरिटरी से अधिक कुछ नहीं है. पीओके में रह रही आवाम को एक डिग्निफाइड लाइफ से महरूम रखा जा रहा है। उन्हें मजहब के नाम पर हिंदुस्तान के खिलाफ बरगलाने और उकसाने की कोशिश पाकिस्तान के हुक्मरानों द्वारा ये बराबर की जा रही है।
The defense minister said Pakistan will have to put an end to its nefarious designs and terrorist infrastructure from POK. Mr. Singh praised the sacrifices of army soldiers, emphasizing their role in safeguarding the nation against terrorism. India has strongly taken up the matter of the death of an Indian national in Russia with the Russian authorities in Moscow and the Russian embassy in New Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated the demand for the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals recruited to serve in the Russian army. In a statement today, the ministry expressed grief over the death of an Indian national from Kerala who had apparently been recruited to serve in the Russian army. The MEA also informed that another Indian national from Kerala has been injured and is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. It said the Indian embassy in Moscow is in touch with the families and providing all possible assistance. The ministry said it is also working with the Russian authorities for early transportation of the mortal remains to India. It sought the early discharge and repatriation of the injured person to India. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. These festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of the sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. Makar Sankranti was celebrated in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh today and Pongal in Tamil Nadu. More from our correspondent.
Makar Sankranti and Pongal is celebrated with religious fervor. It is a harvest festival when Sankranti eldo is made after mixing jaggery, groundnut, sesame seeds and dried coconut and given away among friends and relatives. While giving eldo, it is customary to say, "Eat eldo and speak well of others." It is also customary to give sugarcane, turmeric, sweet potatoes and other food grains on this occasion. Pongal is the 10th month of Tamil solar calendar. A dish, pongal, made after boiling rice with milk and jaggery is prepared and offered as prasad as part of the celebration. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
And now news from the Mahakumbh. Over 3 crore 50 lakh people, including seers, devotees, pilgrims, today took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. After the holy dip, devotees performed rituals and offered prayers at the ghats. For details, we now go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra in Prayagraj. Anupam, describe to us the atmosphere in Mahakumbh Nagar today on Makar Sankranti.
Yes, Balsa, the Amrit Snan on Makar Sankranti today was completed with great reverence. Devotees lined up to witness and participate in the Amrit Snan of Akhadas and seek blessings of seers. The sight of ancient traditions today filled the heart of people with awe. Ancient with grandeur and adherence to their age-old customs, the Akhadas made their way to Sangam, showcasing the eternal and divine essence of Sanatan faith. The Amrit Snan commenced with the sacred path of Mahanirbani Akhada and ended with Sri Panchayati Nirmal Akhada. Today's Amrit Snan witnessed an overwhelming spirit of unity. Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj was transformed into a vibrant tapestry of faith and divinity. Valsa, the administration ensured strict safety arrangements in Mahakumbh Nagar. Barricades were placed on roads and vehicle underwent thorough checks. The entire event remained peaceful and well organized with police and security forces deployed at every point. With Posh Purnima yesterday and Makar Sankranti today, 2 out of the 6 Amrit Snan have been completed. The next Amrit Snan will be held on 29th of this month on the occasion of Mouni Amavasya. Government is expecting a massive 6 to 7 crore devotees, pilgrims and visitors during the Mouni Amavasya Amrit Snan. Valsa.
Right, Anupam, thanks a lot for bringing us all those details. The political landscape in Delhi has been rife today, with parties making allegations and counter-allegations against each other over different issues. The BJP hit out at the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government for not implementing the Ayushman Bharat scheme in the national capital. Addressing a press conference, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said, Delhi and West Bengal have not implemented Ayushman Bharat scheme solely due to political reasons.
आयुष्मान योजना ओडिशा की पिछली बीजेडी सरकार ने रोकी हुई थी, उसका कल एमओयू साइन हो गया और माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के प्रयास से हिंदुस्तान में अब 34 शहरों में ये आयुष्मान योजना लागू हो गई है। लाखों करोड़ों लोगों को इस योजना का लाभ मिल रहा है।
Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party has accused the BJP of corruption and luring voters in the city ahead of the assembly polls. Talking to media, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal alleged that the BJP is trying to influence the voters by distributing several items.
जनता से अपील करना चाहता हूँ, जो ये बांट रहे हैं सब ले लो, लेकिन अपना वोट मत बिकने देना किसी भी हालत के अंदर। हमारा वोट बहुत कीमती है, हमारा वोट हीरे से भी ज्यादा कीमती है। मैं ये नहीं कह रहा आम आदमी पार्टी को वोट दो, मेरी जनता से अपील है जो पैसे बांटे, जो कंबल बांटे, जो साड़ी बांटे, जो चादर बांटे, उसको तो कतई वोट मत देना।
On the other hand, the Congress has accused Mr. Kejriwal of failing to fulfill his duties and taking credit for the work done by the previous Congress government. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Nomination process has picked up for Delhi Assembly polls as the candidates of prominent parties have started filing their nomination papers. On the third day of nomination today, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Ateshi submitted her nomination papers from her sitting Kalkaji Assembly seat, where BJP has fielded Ramesh Biduri. Congress candidate from this seat, Alka Lamba, also filed her nomination today. From Shahadra Assembly seat, Jitendra Singh Shanti of AAP and party candidate from Sangam Vihar, Dinesh Mahonia, also filed his nomination. Several BJP candidates are expected to file their nomination papers tomorrow. Friday is the last day of filing nomination for 70-member Delhi Assembly. Meanwhile, political activities have intensified in the national capital. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today visited Rithala area in the city to campaign in favor of his party candidate. With Divakar, Pallavi Parmar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
BJP leader and Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said today that mega railway redevelopment works are underway in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said Railways budget for Delhi has witnessed robust allocations in the last 10 years. He said budget allocation has reached 582 crore rupees now, which was 96 crore rupees 10 years ago, registering 27 times increase in the allocations.
दिल्ली में ज्यादातर स्टेशन बहुत पुराने हो चुके थे, उनका रीडेवलपमेंट का काम कभी हाथ में लिया नहीं गया था। तो दिल्ली में 13 महत्वपूर्ण स्टेशन हैं, जो कि दूर दराज से आने वाले पैसेंजर्स के लिए, दिल्ली के निवासियों के लिए, यात्रियों के लिए, ट्रांजिट करने वाले यात्रियों के लिए, इन सबको सुविधाएं देते हैं। उन 13 स्टेशन को पुनर्निर्माण किया जा रहा है।
On to sports. In India Open Badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty entered the quarterfinals of the men's doubles event in New Delhi today. The Indian duo edged past Malaysia's world number 7 pair of Man Wei Chong and Kai Woon Ti in a thrilling match, 23-21, 19-21, 21-16. Meanwhile, ace India shuttler PV Sindhu made a winning return to the court as she defeated Chinese Taipei Shou Yun Sung in straight games. In Khokho World Cup 2025, Indian women's team started their campaign with a big win against South Korea, finishing with a score of 175-18. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds establishment of National Turmeric Board, says it will ensure innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. New Delhi strongly takes up matter of death of an Indian national in Russia with Russian authorities. Festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan celebrated with traditional fervour. Over 3 crore 50 lakh people take holy dip during Amrit Snan at Mahakumbh. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.